Medrash says, on the words of Noach Hashem Alekech, Amar Levi, Remez, Reish, Pei, Vav, and Yalkut Shemayim. Nirvan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Ikoinen, like a statue, Zu, Shemar, Apon, Kol Tzad. You ever see like a statue that is staring every way that you look from the side, this side or that side, or front, it always looks like it's looking at you. The Metzius is when you ever look at a statue and the eyes are staring, if you look from the side, it looks like it's staring at you, it looks like this way, it looks stereo. There are 1,000 people looking at the statue, and has the achilus of staring at every single person. Every person said Hashem was mamash talking to me personally. The label was medayik when the pasuk says Anoich Hashem alekeichem ein ksivka ela Anoich Hashem alekecho alekecho not alekeichem. Every single person has personal seres adibros. It means that we spoke about how every person has a chelik in Torah, but you have over here now a chelik. How every single person has the Rabban Shem talking to him yuchid on by matter. There's a special time. Shadows is a general. Okay, I'm listening to the drasha and I'm listening, not listening. Hashem's talking to him, and he said it. Mamash looked. It doesn't. This is not just like a figure of just like the keilu to give us a. Like it felt like it's anything. Obviously, if the Levi learned this from the drasha. The pasuk means it was some kind of mashmois that Hashem was really talking to everybody specifically in a private way. Everybody had a private nevuah with Rabban Shem. That's one gevalga. My makom over here. We see over here about the private chelik that every single person had in Maamar HaSinai. There's another gevalga. This from the Chaim Volozhiner, which I like very much. I was. It says over here. One liner. What does it mean? Misha says, "Kaim is a terim ma'oni, sofer l'skaim ma'oshim." So Pashan means is if you have persons in a hard matzah, when you're having a hard day, or you're having, you don't have persons shooting mitzvah on panasa, and he's still learning Torah, Hashem's going to help. One day you'll be able to be a have panasa, and you'll have Torah. What means? It doesn't have to mean mamash. That it means sometimes, like Rabban Kol used to say, it means that if a person had a lot of time at hand. He said a person who didn't have enough time, and he. Even though he scratched some time together, he learned anyway, so Hashem will help him have a lot more time to learn. And it's called She'ena Mekayim Ba'oishir. So if he's going to be from Oini, which means to say the opposite, if a person had a lot of time at hand, he was very ashirous in time, and he didn't use up his time properly, so Hashem will take away his time and learn. That's how the Chavalosh says a beautiful Zach. I'm Kayim Sterim Oini, in Ovis says, Yitzahara Matris Adam Shalayla Smart Kelkoi. One of the big avoiders of the Yitzahara is to tell a person not to be happy of his chelik in Torah. Happens to every single person in the world. If it's not happy, not complacent, not content, not feeling, not shlemistic about his matzah and even a Torah. And after became a person is mekayim Torah from a matzah, he doesn't feel happy about his learning. Hashem will help you have a tremendous simcha in your chelik in Torah. It means that a person. Part of what we have to realize is that every person has a chelik in Torah. Every person, is, even though we don't feel it sometimes, we don't feel we did how much we could do, and we don't feel we have simply semech chelik. But a person who learns after became, even though he's not on the shpitz, happy with his chelik, the Rabbi Hashem help him. The seifu is kaim oisha oisha means over here, he'll be semech chelik. Nifludik. To be Mechale. Yeah, but he did this a few times before, just to mash them over here. And the Derek Hashem.
It's not in our power at the end of the day here to distinguish
them. So again, we spoke about how every chelik of Torah is mashpia on a person, of your connection with Rabbi Shalom. The more Ian is, the more you have. Every chelik of Torah has a different hashpah. And a person just says the words of Torah also has a shpah. A person learns a being has another dag, and if a person understands even more, he has more of a connection, more of a shpah, means he's more mechubet to Rabban Shalom. In in Helkater, Ula Zaisa, Droga, Zes Niglu Stadis, Miadam Shira, Mita, Nimsaba, Droga, Fimashal Sakol Calabria, Ach, Enhel Meshli, Tokim, Dod, Vishlam Hel, Potok, Calabria. Every single part of Torah is just like you understand. That, let's picture that. I would say, let's say, Masechtis Shabbos is a ticket for, I don't know, Eretz Yisrael. Let's say Masechtis Avodah Zarah would be a ticket for Egypt. I don't know, whatever. Different, whatever. I don't know. It doesn't mean that it's a different place in the world. It means the whole Bria as a whole. But it means to say that every single chelik of Torah has a Shabbat, a different part of Bria. But we need every part of the Torah. It means if you only learn one Masechta all the time, chelik of Bria is not going to get a ticket. It's not going to. That's why we need all the chelikim of Torah for the whole Bria. So as I told you once, I heard this once from Chashav Yid. He said that sometimes you have shayles that come up, and you wonder why the funny shayles coming up. And he said the pshat is, it's tzaddik right somewhere, that different chelikim of Torah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants different chelikim of Torah to be learned right now, because the Bria needs a certain amount of Torah. Let's see, you need Hilchas Zaro, you need Hilchas Shabbos, you need Hilchas electrical appliances on Shabbos, which means part of Noilin and Boina and all different types of things. That means a different chelikim of Torah are needed now for the Bria, and the Rebbeinu Shel causes it to happen in a way where a shayla comes up and people are Rabbanon can require that chelikim of Torah. So it looks like somebody say yourself, forget about all these people about the shaylas, forget about shaylas. Just like, you know, let's just sit alone and not care about it. But sometimes it's a neshamayim, the Rebbeinu Shel causes these things that you get in the chelikim of Torah. Well, derech hazeh amru lo'el miyashal yimei yamav shlish mikra shlish mishni shlish b'gemara v'chal zakol chelki ha'Torah she'chalko b'mzaman ha'chi yoichiz b'kulam v'nichi yodim echem hem ach she'yask v'lech mem roi she'sadu ha'shalad nafiyak v'mikra v'korim oisoy k'var d'banam zemer atzmi. That's why it says a person should be mashli v'shid days to all parts of Torah. The Maaser Rabbeinu Tam brings down that Talmud Bavli is something that includes all parts of Torah. When you learn Gemara, includes mikra, mishnah, and Gemara, because it has also psukim Torah, it has drushes, and it has all chalakim of Mishnayis, and Brises, and Gemara. So if you learn the personal Talmud Bavli, it really includes everything. But he says over here that a lot of times something happens to you. He says what I just told you now. Sometimes things happen. Let's say a person has to make a bris, and he has to make a pidyon ben. He has to, something happened, he has to learn Hilchas Dleik on Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom. He has to learn Hilchas, a mistake in Sefer Torah. The pshat is, because something came up, that's Chelik of Torah that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants you right now to have a Shabbos to. Oh, hey, right, so this it is. Okay, fine, I was looking for this. Tanayim Atzrichim Aslam. This is very, very important. He tines that the koyach that I'm telling you about, the Torah has a koyach to mashpi on a person, in a year of Talmud Atzim, Tikkun of Maisa B'cholis. It can't be that a person that do things a whole day that are connected what the Torah wants you to do, and it's going to be mashpi on you l'toyv. So there's two tanayim that a person has. If you want the Torah to mashpi on you the way he described it, there's two tanayim. One tanayim is person has to have year of Talmud Atzma. You can't treat it like a text math book, or like a science book, or like one of these magazines. You have to treat it with some covered. And also you have to have tikkun ha'maaseh, which means you have to act properly. The Torah only has a shpa because Hashem connected himself with that Torah. That's what makes it different. If without the fact that Hashem connected himself to the Torah itself, it would be reading like a math book or something else. Or Sifrei Chachma Vaskala, or other types of books. Chol Shar Maskala Zamatzia Sativu Lemineim, Shein Bemel Yidia Be'inyin, Be'in Magia Meno Esatzus, Yonkra Maile Klal, Benef Shakara, Medabra Maskal, Lotikl Kal Bria. If Hashem didn't connect himself to it, it would be like another book in the world. It wouldn't be. So what did I do? Hashem connect himself. It's something godly. It's the highest level. It's the most closest way a person could actually have a connection with Hashem. If you understand that Rabbi Hashem is connected to this, and right now you're connecting yourself with the Torah, it's clearly connecting with Rabbi Hashem, a person has to vada lira, viliroid, beiska bin yizeh. Because shenimtzahu nigash lefnei lekov, your mom is like coming close to Hashem, misasik, and you're being misasik, b'am shachas ora gadol, and to get the hashpa from Hashem, the ora gadol from Hashem. You have to realize how small I am and how great I am that I'm going to deal with. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin writes in a certain place that a person going to learn Torah is as more closer, than I spoke about this, than a Kohen God going lefnai v'lefnim in Kodesh Kedosh of Yom Kippur. You have to have a little bit of pachad. You should be very besimcha. You should be ecstatic that you're zoicha lekach. In the same way, you should be excited you could do such a thing and get close to Hashem. But you have to have a little yira. What does that mean? Don't sit and read it like on the beach with a pair of shorts and just like without clothing, just like not the words of Torah, not the sfarim. If you give a kiss to the sefer Torah, make sure you're safe, you're not sitting on a bench. That's the sefer Torah. That itself gives you more atzlacha in your seder aleph because you mechaber the Torah. Because you show the chshivas to her, you have to realize who you misasik in front of. If you have covered properly for the Torah, then the Torah will have the real hashpa. Then the tremendous glory of Hashem will actually be rest upon you. It'll help the whole bria. Reading it like reading a letter. Just like current events, sports, I don't know, whatever, something else in the world, nothing. It's considered like an ashma. You got so close to the Torah. That's why, how when you really think of what's happening, the guy opens up the Gemara, he starts, okay, I'm connecting to Hashem. What do you say? What happened last night by supper? And then he connects to Hashem again, and then we start speaking about something else. It's like you're going in and out, into the Kedusha, into the Kedusha, connect to Hashem, not connecting, connecting, not connecting. It's like a person needs a break, go out, take a break. But the word is about this connection, about in and out. He's like, what are we doing over here? Like it doesn't. He says, you're getting close to it, you misas Kedusha. Ulam kefi madregas ashir covered as a hiras boy kachi ashir yoker aliman madregas ashpan shachz yadei. The more a person has covered a Torah, zhiras a Torah, Yerushamayim, so it really comes out. You have again, I say that 600 bachurim smadrash learning the same tosfos, even in the same shir, even if they're learning the same level, they have the same seichel. But if he daven better this morning shachras, if he had more Yerushamayim, if he has more covered a Torah, if he really mechabed a Torah, if he cares for it, if he knows what he's doing over here, if he has yira from the Rabban Shalom, he could do it besimcha. But he has a little more of that, he might have a big ashpan and someone learning the same level of Tysus. Now one guy's reading it just like this, the Tysus, and one guy's trying to get the Tysus better. He's going to have more of Ashba because of he's putting more Kaychas into it, he's more connected. So there's a few things over here that can connect a person to make it more or less Ashba the Torah has on a person. The same Tysus, the same person, same Ismail, same Yeshiva, same upbringing, but there's different things that a person has. So everything makes it more or less. You have 600 Bachram Ismail, you have 600 different levels. And he says the second thing is that Tanai is Tikkun HaMaisa. The person has to act properly what he does. You can't stop too busy doing things the whole day and connect to the Torah and then you think expect the Torah to have hashpa on you. Maybe we'll just, if you want to read it yourself, just this. He says over here that even if a person wouldn't be doing everything the way he's supposed to, but Torah, the etzim, he says over here, you should know one zach, that even if you taka don't, you don't have to kick in a maisa, you don't have yira. But you still learn all the time. It's going to, at the end of the day, little Aris Chazal tell us is going to be mashpia to a person and will have an effect on him. As long as you don't, Chas v'shalom, make a zilz on the Torah like you, Chas v'shalom, Bible critics, people make fun of the Torah, people make gal panosh like Aloha. If you don't make fun of the Torah, you're not mechab the Torah. You have Averis. And you're still in the Torah. He says, Chazal, Afa became Raz, God gave him Chazal, She'ilu Rashayim Oizim is Tamar HaTorah, Soif Soif HaBechazel HaMutav, Ke'af B'Sha'im B'Kochim Naham Shech Shum Hemshech, if you do it over and over, you give them pam after pam, little lights, ktanas of ktanas, to the person who's oisking it, so if tigbar love tachzreilam, it will bring him back. Even a person of Malaveri, if you could get a seder with a guy who doesn't have Shachas Limited, a fry guy, if you learn with him Gemara every day, Metzius is going to make him, it's going to connect to him. Because that's what we're talking about, that's what a lot of people feel very important about, this connection through Limud HaTorah.